What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling this Tuesday morning. Well, we've got an NL East winning club. We knew we would at some point. And it happened last night. Look, congratulations to the Phils. What a morning. I mean, obviously, we will celebrate it today. I'm guessing perhaps not as quite as much as they celebrated it last night. We don't have champagne. We won't get
don't
drunk.
Don't count us out, Joe. We can make this happen.
I mean, listen, maybe we have Wechter make a run to the, you know, the store that's not open yet. But, all right, look, great job by the Phils, not only last night, obviously, but this season. They come, by the way, within a half game now of the Dodgers for the top record. Top record in baseball. So all of that on the table, your reaction. So, too, a lot on the Eagles. You know, 2 days, obviously, removed from the Saints game. We're going to have a big show today. We'll talk to Jaws. We'll talk to Brandon Graham. We'll talk to Nick Sirianni at 8:40. So an awful lot, so much of it with you on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
Venetian blinds were invented in Japan.
Well, that is an odd fact.
It is.
Yeah, that is. How about this? The NL East in the new division format was invented in the Atlanta Braves, city of Atlanta, where they won the first, 77, James?
No.
Yeah.
11,
no,
10, 8, 9?
Obviously not, John.
95?
77?
What did they win? 90?
I wasn't
they
paying attention
from
back
95 to like 06 or 05?
Yeah,
05.
They've won like more than half of them
guess
in my lifetime.
Guess who didn't win it this year?
You're damn right, buddy.
Yeah, the Atlanta Braves. Freaking little Mets, the Nationals.
Freaking little.
The Marlins.
The Mets are playing pretty good baseball.
They are. The Phillies could see one or both of those teams in the postseason. All right, let's get to it.
The Phillies are playing pretty good
baseball. We want to hear from you, 215-592-9494. I mean, it was quite a thing. Let's actually just listen to how it went down last night when the Phillies won. Then we'll take your calls. Here's the final out. We'll play both versions as we move through the show, but here's the radio version. Scott Fransky on the call here last night on WIP.
Swung on, hit in the air, deep right center field. On the run, Castellanos, he is there. He's got it. And the Phillies close out the National League East. They are the champions of 2024. They come running out of the dugout and meet at the mound around Carlos Estevez. As for the 12th time in team history, the Phillies have won the National League East, and they've done it for the first time in 13 years.
Look, it's a great thing. I mean, obviously, like I said, you could see a while ago this was going to happen this year, but it hadn't happened in so long, and it's great. I mean, look, we'll take your reaction. It was quite a celebration last night. We'll get to a lot of that audio. Matter of fact, let's get right to Rob Thompson, because it's Rob Thompson with a major assist from Phillies owner John Middleton. Listen to this shortly after the Phils won last night.
When we entered the playoffs, they said it was very difficult to get here. And to win a division is even more difficult. So congratulations on that. We still got some work to do, though. Okay? We still got some work to do. We want to get that bye. That's very important to us. I want you guys to party tonight, but be ready to come here and play tomorrow. Now, last thing. I brought John in here. John, come on over here. Remember in spring training, the man said he wants his trophy. We're going to get it.
I want my friend.
Yeah!
So that, and I'm sure a lot of people saw it live, but that is John Middleton dropping a big old F-bomb in there.
And putting the stakes right out there.
Putting it out there, and the guy's going wild. John, your reaction, my man. Again, everyone, 215-592-9494. Phils have won in the NL East. John, your thoughts.
All right. It was so awesome to watch. Yesterday, heading into it, we were talking, hey, we want the Phillies to act like they've been there before, yeah. Have some dignity, en route to celebration. I sat there and I watched 2 hours of those guys dousing themselves in the locker room. It looked like there was a foot of just beer
that was
and
incredible.
Champagne
new,
and everything
new
else.
New rug. Going to need a new rug.
Oh, my gosh. It was incredible.
Yeah.
They know how to tie one on. They know how to celebrate. They know how to make the most of it. And more power to them. Good for them. I went into it thinking, hey, look like you've been there before. I came out of it thinking they deserve every second of this. And they know, they understand how to get to where they want to go. Like, this is the third year that they are getting through this process.
Yep.
And they've honed it. They have honed and they've attempted to master this. I believe the Phillies know how to navigate this better than they have the last couple of years. And you know, you saw them yesterday celebrational I think some guys might be a little hungover today for, you know, obvious reasons. But they, you heard Topper say it himself, the bye is their goal. Like, that first round bye matters.
Well, they're going to get that. I do wonder if they went a little too hard last night for the purpose of home field advantage. They're half a game behind the Dodgers. There's five games left. You know, I mean, I don't think we expect JT to play today.
They know how to handle it. I trust that they know how to handle it. And I trust that these guys are pros. And last night, by the way, while I'm watching 2 hours of those guys in there dousing themselves, yeah. I'm also seeing cuts to the field. And I'm seeing those same players out on the field with their wives, with their young children,
yeah.
You know, celebrating in a quiet, I don't know, husband, fatherly way,
sure,
also,
sure.
You know, like the mature way.
Yeah.
You kind of saw that duality last night.
I know
that these guys can buckle down just like they were, you know, good fathers last night. They can buckle down and be good, focused, studying baseball players this time of year. They know they have to be.
And
you heard to a man last night, they all said, we know we got to play our best baseball. We know this, we know we got to elevate our level of play to have a chance now this time of year. They understand the stakes.
They know
if they play their best baseball, they can win a World Series.
That's a
long time between now and then. But this team knows how to make this journey better than they have the last couple years. I'm confident in that, which gives me a lot of confidence in the end. You know, the possible end result here.
Well, we'll take your calls on the Phils, and just from a viewing standpoint last night, what stood out to you? I mean, again, the whole season's been quite a journey. It's one of the great seasons the Phillies have obviously ever had. 215-592-9494. And it's a great feeling as a Phillies fan, you know, seeing our club win the division, you know, knowing that it's one of the best teams in baseball, knowing that, you know, there's really only been until this era, there's really actually only been two eras in the close to 140-year history of the franchise. And this is an amazing fact, but it's a fact. It's not an opinion. There's only been two eras of greatness in Phillies history, which is astounding when you consider how long they've been around. I mean, you had the late 70s up until 83, and then obviously you had 2007 through 2011. That's it. I mean, 93 was a standalone, 50 was a standalone, 15 was a standalone. Like, you know, so what they did 2 years ago in breaking through to make the playoffs, the run obviously they gave us that October, getting to Game 6 of the World Series, getting back last year, you know, pretty deep, not as deep as we wanted, but pretty deep. And now for the third straight year, you know, making the playoffs again, and in this case winning the division, they've really stamped this era as an era that is Phillies baseball. And again, only the third time in their entire history. And to me, it's a great feeling to know we're living in it. Matter of fact, some people that are 50 and up have lived through the only three that, you know, have seen when the Phillies have been great and actually sustain it. So it's a great feeling as a Phillies fan. And as John pointed out, at 215-592-9494, you can certainly comment today on the fact that we know there is a legitimate chance the Phillies can, in fact, win the World Series. I mean, in 6 weeks, they can win the World Series. They've got a real shot. James, your thoughts on the whole shebang?
Yeah, look, we asked them to come into this year and start hot. We asked them to win the division this year, to take that next step.
Yeah.
And I know they're still fighting for the one seed, but they did that. Like, they came in this year and they've accomplished something that they had not yet done. And I think that's an exciting thing heading into the playoffs. Because to John's point, like, these guys, yes, it's flamed out the last 2 years in the playoffs, but they have had big time reps in these spots. They've been there. They know what it feels like to be in these moments. I do think that will help them moving forward. So, like, the whole world's in front of them. Like, they have literally as good a chance as anyone playing to win the World Series. They're not the plucky underdog anymore. This is not like what a run. Like, they're one of the big dogs going into the playoffs with a chance to win. It's super exciting, man.
Yeah, and look, they're going to get the bye. Now, whether they get the one seed obviously remains to be determined, but they're 3.5 up on Milwaukee, which is really 4.5 up because of the tiebreaker factor. There's only five games left. They're going to get the bye. That's clear. They have great starting pitching. I'll tell you this, last night with Nola, and I wasn't wavering. I know many had. I stamped Nola as the number two. I know Sanchez has been great in two different extended pockets of the season. You know, the first whatever it was, 2.5, 3 months, and then like the last month and a half or two, I totally get it. He obviously had a little bit of a rocky stretch there about two and a half months ago, but otherwise has been exceptional. Everything else. But the bottom line is, as great as he's been, I've seen Nola in the postseason deliver. I saw him again deliver last night. And I would trust that guy in a game two, which, by the way, in a best of five in the first round, in all likelihood, swings back around to being your, you know, your game five starter if you need one. So that's a big decision they got to make. Obviously, there's another decision who pitches game three. It'll probably be Sanchez at this point, but we'll see. Rhea, your thoughts on the Phils winning the division? I don't want to say we got to get a microphone. Microphone's not on in there. We'll get that determined. Maybe it might be one button out of line. But look, the Phillies have clinched the division, and it's the first time since 2011 they got that done. So it's a reality that doesn't happen often. We're excited it happened. We'll take your calls.